This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
The most informed, the most in knowledge as far as Medicare is concerned, and the most passionate. That is MediConnect, and it's just about ready, set, go time for the annual enrollment period. So I'm going to dazzle you with the knowledge of one Mark Clark today. How am I going to do that? We're going to open the phones right now and keep them open for the entire hour. So if you're going to be 65 or you turn 65 this calendar year, you're signing up for the first time, or as we recommend, everybody should be revisiting their benefits each and every year. Whatever is on your mind in the way of Medicare, prescriptions to hospital stays, you better call now. That advice, just a phone call away. And here again is that number, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And of course, you're going to want to set up that appointment. Remember, there is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. We have live advisors standing by until noon today. So Mark Clark, this is your time to huddle up with your team and get ready because it's almost game time.
That's it. Yeah, we'll be, I told you a little earlier, we're going to huddle today. We got a little picnic planned at my house, bringing my team together, trying to fire them up, get them ready. We're going to be busy. Rob, you're not going to see me till Christmas. How about that?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, all that fun stuff, right? But what an exciting weekend for Pittsburgh, right? We got the Steelers and the Vikings in Ireland.
Right?
Wow, that's crazy, right? The Great Race. I always think of Mayor Caligiuri when I think of the Great Race, right?
Good man.
Good man. And a lot of activities going on around Pittsburgh. But yes, annual enrollment period's right around the bend. Today, we're going to focus on annual enrollment period. We're going to talk about something called an annual notice of change. I'm going to even talk about some mistakes that people make during annual enrollment period. But first, I want to start with a little bit of trivia. All right?
Let's do it.
History from September 27th. September 27th, 1825, the world's first public railway, the Stockton and Darlington Railway, opened in England, kicking off the railway age. I'm amazed all the time, Rob, how easy it is to get somewhere today. I can remember even as a child, thinking about flying on a plane and going somewhere, people didn't do it as much, right? But now, it's like at the drop of a hat, let's get a flight, let's go here, let's go there. We're mobile, right? And the railway age really started some of that too. How about September 27th, 1937, the last Bali tiger was shot, leading to the extinction of the subspecies. It's a terrible thing when an animal just disappears. I can't say I'm a big giant enthusiast about the environment. I mean, yes, I think we should protect it. We should do the best we can. But I'm realistic about it. But I get a little sad when I'm driving down the road and I see those deer hit on the side of the road. I don't know about you, but that's how I feel. But yes, how about September 27th, 1954? The Tonight Show begins its nationwide broadcast with Steve Allen. Do you remember Steve Allen?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't. Johnny Carson is the Tonight Show
for
me.
Well, then there was Jack Parr in between, but Steve Allen was just an incredible talent.
Yeah, I just wasn't old enough. I'm not old enough.
I don't remember the show either, but yeah. I've seen old, as they used to call them, kinescopes, which was even before film. Yeah, I've seen some Steve Allen. He was a very intelligent man and really was the first to put Elvis on. Oh, also yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis. And when Jerry Lee Lewis jumped up and kicked out the piano chair,
yeah,
basically Steve Allen's claim to fame was he picked it up and threw it back at him. So, I mean, Steve Allen's been around a long time, did a lot of incredible things.
Yeah. Well, that's September 27, 1954 was that when that national broadcast started. And then September 27, 1964. Was when the Warren Commission released this report about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Very controversial report, right?
It turned out much to be about nothing.
Yeah, yes, and Cyril Wecht was a big part of that too, right?
He was genius, Mr. Wecht. Joined me many times. This was an interview with Cyril Wecht, how smart he was. Dr. Wecht, it's great to have you on the radio, and then it would be, thank you for joining me today, because he could just talk. It was poetry in motion.
Oh,
he was amazing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even here late in his life, he was
sharp.
He was sharp. He was leading discussions and talks and panels.
Never said no. You could call him morning, noon, or night, and if his secretary, he had an opening, he was in.
One of the great Pittsburghers of all time, right?
Brilliant.
Yep. How about famous birthdays for September 27th? September 27th, 1722, one of our founding fathers, Samuel Adams, was born.
Who got out and ended up making a beer. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yes. How about September 27th, 1840, Thomas Nast was born. Who is he? He's the cartoonist that's credited, most often credited with the creating the modern image of Santa Claus.
And do you realize that Santa was the first celebrity to get paid an endorsement fee?
How about that?
For Coca-Cola.
For Coca-Cola. Yeah, there you go. How about September 27th, 1947, the late rock singer and actor Meatloaf was born.
Great person, great singer, but every time somebody mentions his name,
yeah,
I just want to have meatloaf.
With mashed potatoes.
Oh, yes.
I'm with you. Yes, that's always been a funny nickname. September 27th, 1982, Lil Wayne, American rapper and producer.
He's that young.
Yes, yes.
Man, we are getting old.
I know.
He's a baby.
I know. Well, you're like me. When I see some of these later ones, I'm always thinking about where was I when this person was born, right? And this next one... September 27th, 1984, Canadian singer and songwriter Avril Lavigne.
Very talented. Musician,
too. I was a senior in high school. So
I was already out 10 years.
I gotcha. Yes, I was a senior in high school at Elizabeth Forward High School playing soccer. September, that was a great year for me. Good year. So little history, little birthdays. Let's talk about the trivia question. You know, we give away Get-Go gas card. If you get the trivia question, today's a multi-choice trivia question, so I'm kind of giving you the answer. You just got to pick the right one and be the first caller to tell us that right one, right? So here's the question. I mentioned it earlier. On this day in 1825, the world's first public railway opened. What type of cargo was carried on the very first train journey of the Stockton and Darlington Railway? Was it A, passengers? B, coal, or C, mail?
If you think you know it, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020, and you will get a $15 Get-Go gas card if you get the correct answer.
That's it, yeah.
All right, so can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
So I told you that I was in that beautiful CVS store, Pennsylvania Avenue, Monaca. We're in the Aetna Studios. They are connected. Absolutely love my pharmacy. That is that CVS. And I decided to get a flu shot, got a tetanus shot, and I was sitting there waiting to get my shots, and I saw something. I said, I'm going to have to ask them, OTC benefits.
Yep.
What is that?
Over-the-counter benefits. That's what OTC is. Over-the-counter benefits is a benefit that you can get on most Advantage plans, Medicare Advantage plans. What it is, Rob, it's like they give you a pile of money. Sometimes it's once a month they give you some money. Sometimes it's once a quarter. And if you're connected to a plan that works through with an Aetna plan and it works through CVS, they're connected to each other, then you can actually go to CVS and they have certain products marked as over-the-counter products.
Nice.
And you take that money. You can buy stuff like Band-Aids, toothpaste, toothbrushes, hemorrhoid cream. I always say just don't get the hemorrhoid cream and the toothpaste mixed up. You definitely will have shrinking gums. Sorry.
Boom.
But you can get all kinds of, I mean, sometimes there's blood pressure cuffs and compression socks and all kinds of supplies that people would need that you get over the counter. They give you money to purchase those things.
I actually like to shop at CVS. I mean, yeah. a lot of times I'll get some snacks. I'll get a few other things that I need, a T-shirt, you know, yeah. a Christmas gift, a card, you know, whatever. I mean, CVS, awesome. And they took such good care of me. And they got the coolest little Band-Aids because they got the little heart on them.
There you go. And yeah, and it's... CVS's have become like one-stop shops.
Yeah,
right?
Man. And
you can
it's
get
like,
everything.
It's a big part of my neighborhood.
I got you.
I mean,
yeah.
we depend on it. All right, now, we're going to get to a break, but I just want to remind everyone, anything on your mind today, please take this opportunity. Open enrollment is around the bend. He's here. We're going to give you a chance to get free answers for simply making a toll-free call. The call doesn't even cost anything, 866-391-1020. But if you need to sign up or you want to revisit, you got to call now. Get in there and get that appointment set up. They're standing by. We actually have them until 8 o'clock today, rather till noon today. And that number to dial is very simply 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And I think we have a winner already, or at least that's what I thought Alonzo told me. It's Jim from Bethel Park.
All right, Jim. So good job. Congratulations. The answer to our question, and the question was, what type of cargo was carried on the very first journey of the Stockton-Darlington Railway, and it was B, coal. Yes, there were a few people that jumped on that first ride, but the main reason that it was established, the first kind of thing that it hauled was coal. So
nice. All right.
That's the answer. Congratulations, Jim.
Before we take a break, why don't you run these seminars real quick?
Absolutely, yes. We have live seminars all around the Pittsburgh area. You don't want to miss them. If you're getting ready to turn 65 in the next 6 months to a year, you want to get educated. We want to educate you. We'll teach you about original Medicare, about all the different products. Here's the list for you. September 29th at 4 p.m. we'll be at Encompass Health, Sewickley. That's 351 Camp Meeting Road. September 30th at 5:30 p.m. we'll be at the Ligonier Library, 120 West Main Street in Ligonier. October 7th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Sewickley Library, 500 Thorn Street. October 14th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. That's 8,400 U.S. 30, and October 20th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Penn Hills Library, 1037 Stotler Road, and October 28th at 6 p.m., Holiday Inn Express, Bridgeville, that's 3053 Washington Pike. Those are live in person. We have live advisors standing by until noon at 888-818-6334. Definitely want to come to those live seminars.
And by the way, when the enrollment period, that's why I was thinking eight, the enrollment period, tell everybody you're going to be open a little bit later.
Our offices are open from 8 to 8 during the week during annual enrollment period. That means you can call during that time. You can set up appointments during that time. We'll still do office appointments. Definitely putting in some extra time and we'll be available to help you.
All right, but now this is your chance. 866-391-1020. Prescription drug prices, hospital stays, doctor visits, all of the stuff that you need answered about Medicare. Now's the time with that annual enrollment period days away. Call us, fill up these phone lines, make this man work today because he's ready to help you. Mark Clark hosting the Inside Connection, MediConnect with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good morning.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, this is usually when it starts to pick up on the phone lines, and by the time we get to this show next week, it'll be jammed. So if you have any questions about Medicare with the annual enrollment period days away, call us, and remember, set up your appointment right now, 888-818-6334. Never a charge for their services, 888-818-6334. Phones are starting to light up, so that means folks are going to want to get these questions answered. So if you have any question at all about Medicare coverage, call us right now so we can help you, 866-391-1020. So, AEP 2025. Let's get going.
Yeah, so we're going to shift gears here a little bit, and annual enrollment period is coming up. You know, annual enrollment period's the same time every year, Rob, October 15th through December 7th, same this year. This is the time of year when everybody that's on Medicare should be doing a little research, looking at the plan that you have and comparing it with the changes that that plan's going to have for next year, and then taking a look at other plans that are in this region. You know, in this region, there can be as many as 80 or more plans available to you. And so, you know, what are the things you're looking at? During annual enrollment period, these are the things that you can do. You can switch from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan. You can switch back to original Medicare if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. You can change from one Medicare Advantage plan to another. You can enroll in, drop, or switch your Medicare Part D prescription drug plan. And so there's a lot that you can accomplish in this time. And it's so important. Why is this important? Because the choices you make during this window will affect your health care coverage and costs for the entirety of 2026. And so if you want to protect your pocketbook, if you want to make sure you get the things or have the services available, or you want to make sure that the copays you're going to pay are as low as possible, or you're getting things like that over-the-counter benefit that Rob mentioned earlier, or dental, vision, and hearing. You know, sometimes you go into a year, you know, I'm going to need some dental work this year. You might want to look at a plan that has more dental coverage than the plan you're on now. I will stress this, Rob, though. It's really important that you don't make your decision about your Medicare coverage based off of the ancillary benefits, the extras, the dental, vision, and hearing, the over-the-counter benefit, the free rides to the doctor, the free meals. You don't base it off of that. You always want to start with your prescription drugs, and that's where we start. We start with your prescription drug coverage. We make sure that the plan that you're on or the plan that you're looking at, that it's going to cover your prescription drugs at the lowest copay level possible. There's no prescription drug coverage that's going to cover everything at a zero copay. You got to get that out of your mind. But we will help you shop and find and search and look at plans that are going to give you the lowest cost. And lots of changes to the prescription drug coverage in this past year. All of that stuff affects everything else regarding Medicare. But we start there, and then once you know your drugs are going to be covered, you want to make sure that the doctor or the hospitals that you want to go to or that are close to you are going to be in network for that plan. So just a little advice there. Coming up a little later, what I'm going to make sure we talk about is the biggest mistakes that people make during the annual enrollment period and how to avoid them. But first, I want to talk about one of the key factors in annual enrollment period that most people, I believe, just ignore. And that's called your ANOC, Annual Notice of Change. Every fall, Medicare Advantage plans and prescription drug plans, the providers of those plans send out what's called Annual Notice of Change letter. It comes out and shows you the changes to premiums, costs, benefits, services in your area, provider networks for the upcoming year. Here's my advice. Do not ignore your annual notice of change, because it will literally, side by side, Rob, it'll show you this is your plan this year, and this is the same plan, but this is what it'll look like next year, line by line, and it'll show you exactly what the changes are and what it's going to look like. And here's the thing. Sometimes when you look at the ANOC, if you're not educated in Medicare, if you don't understand Medicare, you know, insurance in general can be confusing. We do this every day, but sometimes when you look at it, you can get very confused. You might not understand the impact of what's changed, the impact of them changing your maximum out of pocket, the impact of changing that last year you didn't have a deductible on your drug coverage, and this year you are going to have a deductible on your drug coverage. There can be a lot of changes. You might not understand the impact. When you get that annual notice of change, you take a look at it. You want to understand it, you give us a call, 888-818-6334. I've got those live advisors standing by right now. I know that Logan and Corey are standing by till noon. They're going to be answering the phones. They'll be happy to set an appointment with you this week to go over your ANOC and explain what those changes are going to mean. How are they going to affect you? And what's going to be the impact on your life with those changes? Definitely want to look at the ANOC.
All right, listen, we're going to go to break, but before we do, run the seminars, and I'll remind everyone, you can register for these seminars that are free, but you have to register by dialing 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or the comfort from your home, just go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Mark?
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody also, we have webinars every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. You can register online for those, or you can call the number 888-818-6334 and register for the online webinar. Basically, what happens once you register, you'll get an email. It'll have a link. The email comes about 5 minutes before the seminar starts, the webinar starts, and you'll be able to click that and go right to the webinar. Here's our live seminars coming up in the region soon. September 29th at 4 p.m. Encompass Health, Swickley. September 30th, 5:30 p.m. Ligonier Library. October 7th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Swickley Library. October 14th at 6 p.m. Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. October 20th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Penn Hills Library. And October 28th at 6 p.m., the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville. I think I've been to all of those. What do you do now? You call 888-818-6334. I want to remind our current clients that we have Client Experience Department. You can reach them directly Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. They're at 888-805-3453. Definitely, you want to call 888-818-6334 and schedule an appointment.
All right, we'll take a break. News next.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back with Mark Clark. We're talking Medicare, annual enrollment days away. If you have a question, call us. Don't miss this opportunity. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Now, Mark alluded to this going into the break, but now we're going to talk about some things in the way of mistakes that people make. So go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's some things you should know during AEP, some common mistakes that people make. Annual enrollment period's right around the bend here. It's such an important time of year if you're on Medicare. So here's the top things you need to know before you make any changes. Number one, review your annual notice of change carefully. Costs or coverage can change dramatically from 1 year to the next. And I'll just warn everybody. We can't really talk about the changes until after October 1st. That'll be later this week. But I'll just warn everybody that as good as the Inflation Reduction Act was a few years ago when it was passed, it's having some impact this year on Medicare plans. And so it had, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act had its benefits, but there are, you know, just like Einstein said, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. You have to understand that, you know, changes.
We used to say what goes around comes around.
Well, that too. That's a good way to say it. You know, one change leads to other changes, and there's a ripple effect to it all. And so this is not a year when you want to just blindly walk with the same plan you have. You definitely want to check out your annual notice of change. How about check out your prescription drug coverage? You know, every year, every carrier on every plan they have can change the drug formulary. What is a drug formulary? Drug formulary is a list of drugs that they'll cover on that plan. And if you've listened to us before, you know that all of those prescription medications can be put into one of five different tiers. In most cases, in this region, they're using five different tiers. And so what are the tiers? Tier one is preferred generics. Tier two is non-preferred generics. Tier three is preferred brands. Tier 4 is non-preferred brands. Tier 5 are specialty drugs. And so, but the carriers are allowed to put any drug they want on any tier. And they can change that every year. You don't want to blindly just think, well, my plan covered all my medications last year at a tier 1 or 2, so I won't have much cost when it comes to my prescription medications. That might not be true going into 2026. Confirm your doctors and hospitals are still in network. Plans can change provider networks. We see this happen all the time. In fact, I'll tell you that last annual enrollment period, we were working with a group out of Buffalo, New York, and there were a group of doctors and hospitals in Buffalo, New York that said, we're no longer going to work with this specific carrier. That happens sometimes. You know, they have contracts just like anything else, Rob. What happens is these doctors and hospitals will have contracts with insurance carriers. Sometimes those relationships go sour. They try to negotiate, doesn't work.
What happens if that happens after enrollment?
What happens if that happens after enrollment? Yeah, that's a great question, Rob. Well, what we can do, clients or consumers would have a couple choices. They could either try to change their insurance coverage plan, right? What they could do is see if they have a special enrollment period so that they could change. And we specialize in helping you find special enrollment periods. And again, if that happens to you after December 7th this year, you figure out that your doctor's not going to be in network anymore. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, there's a new enrollment period. It starts January 1st if you're on an Advantage plan already. And you could change your plan so that you could get a plan your doctor will take.
This last 2 minutes of this show today would make me want to sign up with MediConnect more than ever.
I understand.
Because you get the notice, we're not anymore. You pick up the phone, you call them, say, hey, what do we do?
That's it. Yeah. The other choice you have is you find a new doctor that will take your plan. And, you know, that maybe if you're like me, I go to my primary care doctor a couple times a year. I go once because of my annual physical. I go another time because they won't sign off on more prescriptions that I take prescriptions for my allergies and for my asthma. And so, you know, they won't sign off unless I go another time, right? But, you know, if you go to your primary care doctor because you have an existing problem you're working on, you have a specialist like a cardiologist or a pulmonary doctor that you have to go to that you've developed a relationship with over the years, it's really important to have coverage that they're going to accept. You know, and unfortunately, Rob, the people at the front desk at the doctor's office, no fault of their own. Sometimes they don't know when these relationships have ended. We have relationships with the carriers. We know these things, and we can research them for you. We can make sure you're on a plan that your doctors are going to take. So certainly, you want to make sure. The next thing I want to mention is you want to look at your total out-of-pocket costs. Maximum out-of-pockets can change drastically from 1 year to another. I remember a few years ago, one of the major carriers in this region took all of their max out-of-pockets from, you know, around $4,000 or $5,000 in a year to $7,500. And that was a big, big jump. And so there are going to be changes this year, Rob. People do not want to sit on their hands. They don't want to ignore this. They want to understand and know that this year is not a year to fall asleep. So review your annual notice of change. Check your prescriptions. Make sure your doctors and hospitals are going to be in network. Make sure you check the total out-of-pocket cost for the year. Consider, the last thing I'll say is consider your travel or living situation. If you split time between states, let's say you live here for 6 months of the year, you live somewhere else for 6 months of the year, you want to make sure that the plan that you have is going to work in that region where you live for that other 6 months. We can help you take a look at that. We can make sure that you're at least going to be able to see in-network doctors in that region, or at least explain that you're not going to be able to see those in-network doctors in that region. And you know, Rob, when people have issues, especially with Medicare Advantage plans, most of the time that people have billing issues with Medicare Advantage plans is because they used their plan the wrong way. They had an HMO, and they were in another state, and they got admitted to the hospital, and they're going to see a bigger bill. They had an HMO, and they tried to see a regular doctor. They're from Pittsburgh, but they were in California, and they try to see a PCP in California. Well, they're going to get a bigger bill. We can help you navigate that stuff. Common mistakes that people make during AEP. They ignore their annual notice of change. They choose a plan based only on the lowest premium. That's a mistake. Missing the December 7th deadline, definitely a deadline, right? If you don't sign up for a new plan for January 1st, by December 7th at 11:59 p.m., you're out of luck for that enrollment period. We might be able to find you other enrollment periods, and that's what we specialize in. How about another mistake? Not seeking help or advice before making a change. Rob, that, if I could advise everybody, they should call us.
Yeah, why not?
We'll walk with you. We'll walk you right through the process. We've been doing this and doing this and doing this. Thousands of clients, hundreds and thousands of people that we've helped that are happy with their coverage. The other mistake that people make is assuming your plan's not going to change because you get your new card and the card looks exactly the same. Doesn't matter what the card looks like. your plan, there are going to be changes this year. I can't stress that anymore. You want to call us. What can you do? You can call us at 888-818-6334. That's 888-818-6334. Remember, current clients, call us. Call the client experience department. What, Lauren Uran, my co-worker, my counterpart for a long time with the field team, she has taken over and she's leading the client experience department. What a wonderful department. They'll help our current clients. Call them directly at 888-805-3453. They're there Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for people looking for help, never worked with us, give us a call at 888-818-6334. We'll help you. We'll definitely help you with whatever you need during this season.
We're going to come back and recap, review today's show. But don't forget, they're standing by until noon. You can set up that appointment. There is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334, if you will. Please, the seminars. One more time.
September 29th at 4 p.m. we'll be at Encompass Health in Swickley. September 30th at 5:30 p.m. we'll be at the Ligonier Library. October 7th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Swickley Library. October 14th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. October 20th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Penn Hills Library. And October 28th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville.
And I want to remind you, these are free events, but you got to call to reserve your space at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab. One question before we go to break.
Yep.
Married couple signing up for Medicare.
Yep.
Do you have to take that into consideration, or is it an individual plan still?
It's all individual. Medicare is all individual. So when you pay your Part B premium, that's an individual payment. You don't have to go on the same plan as each other. Sometimes if you work with the same company, you might get a discount if you're on a supplement. But yeah, it's Medicare's all individual, Rob. It's all based off that one person. You don't get a family plan. You don't get a plan for the couple, for sure.
All right. Call and set up that appointment. Never a charge for the services. That enrollment period, days away. Do it now. 888-818-6334. And if you have any Medicare questions you'd like Mark to answer for you before he leaves today, call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Next hour, it's the guys from True Value, and then AAA Central's Talking Travel, and then we'll tell you all about the Royal Carbolic players and what they have up their sleeve. You're going to love it. Stay with us.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back. So we're down to just days. So somebody's going to call MediConnect. This is the first time they're signing up for it. They've never done it before. They just turned 65. They are 65. They're going to be 65. What should they gather? What should they have prepared before they come and see you?
It's a great question, Rob. It's really important that we have an accurate list of the medications that you're taking right now. We need the name of the drug, the dosage size, and usually I ask people to tell me how often do they take it. Because it can, if you take it once a day or twice a day or three times a day, that can make a difference in your monthly price. Try to get an accurate spelling of that name. People often say, well, how do I get that? Look on the prescription bottle. It'll spell it out for you. Try to take a look at any extra words that are after it. Sometimes it's HTC afterwards, or it'll have an extra word after the main name of your prescription. So a list of your prescription drugs. We also will need a list of your doctors. We don't need the doctor's phone number. We don't need the doctor's address in most cases. What we need is the correct spelling, first and last name of the doctor. And what are they? Are they your primary care doctor? Are they your pulmonologist? Are they your cardiac doctor? What, you know, oncologist, something like that. Any kind of specialty. We want to know who your dentist is. We want to know who your eye doctor is. It's just really important to have an accurate list of that and what their specialty is so that we can make sure the plan that you're looking at or the plan you want to sign up for is going to be in network. Sometimes in this region, people lean towards their doctors are all UPMC or sometimes they're all AHN. Sometimes it's a mixture. You know, those are important factors for us. You know, if you saw a dermatologist back in 1992 and you haven't seen them since, it's probably not important to have on the list. So you want to have that. You want to have your red, white, and blue Medicare card. You definitely want to have that card handy. If you don't know how to sign up for that, we can walk you through the steps of that, tell you what it's going to take to sign up for that. Whatever your current coverage, healthcare coverage is, you want to have your membership card. We really don't need the member number, but it's good for us to be able to compare with what you have now. Definitely want to have a list of drugs, list of doctors, you know, whatever your coverage is now, whatever questions you have. I would also say it's important to bring any kind of banking information in case we need that, right? Because some of these plans you sign up for, you can't pay through your Social Security check and you can't get a monthly bill sent to you. You have to pay through a like electronic funds transfer.
Well, say if you wanted to do that as opposed to having it come out of your Social Security check. Yep. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you can pay in a lot of different ways. You can get a monthly bill. They can take it from, for Medicare Advantage plans and standalone prescription drug plans, they can take it out of your Social Security. But if you purchase a Medicare supplement plan, most supplement plans want to do electronic funds transfer where they have your banking information once a month on a certain date. They're just going to reach in there and take it. And so sometimes just getting policies or things completed for people get derailed or stalled a little because, oh, I didn't bring my checkbook. We don't really need to get a check from you, but sometimes we need to know your routing number and your bank information.
So here's the other question I hear people say, hey, ask these folks in MediConnect this question or that question. How long by the time I leave your office that my Medicare card is actually working?
Okay, so that depends on how soon you come to us, okay? So, Rob, most of the time, Medicare plans all the time, they start on the first day of whatever month you signed up for.
Okay.
So when you turn 65, I'll turn 65 in September, right? Not this, I just turned 59, so I got a few years. But when I turn 65, my Medicare will be available to me on the first day of September that year. Here's the funny little rule that Medicare has. If you were born on the first day of a month, you actually get your Medicare to start a month early. It'll start the first day of the month before you turn 65. That's a little rule. But so really depends. Because sometimes, you know, you can sign up for your Part A and Part B, and if it becomes effective and we can corroborate that and check that and we know it's starting on the date you want, we can actually write a policy for you 3 months in advance. So when will you get your membership card? Once you sign up, you should get your membership card for your plan in 7 to 10 business days. That's a standard practice in the industry. Sometimes it might take a little longer, but 7 to 10 business days, you'll have that. If you're talking about signing up for original Medicare, that red, white, and blue card, it usually takes 3 to 4 weeks after you sign up for it for you to get that red, white, and blue card in your hand. They're pretty accurate with that.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad for government. Yes. They're right. Moving fast.
Tell them about the seminars, please.
Absolutely. September 29th, we will be at Encompass Health Swickley. That's 351 Camp Meeting Road in Swickley. September 30th at 5:30 p.m. we'll be at the Ligonier Library. That's 120 West Main Street. October 7th at 6 p.m. Swickley Library. That's 500 Thorn Street in Swickley. October 14th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. That's 8,400 U.S. 30. That's in North Huntington, PA. October 20th at 6 p.m. Penn Hills Library. That's 1037 Stotler Road. October 28th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville. That's 3053 Washington Pike in Bridgeville. Don't forget, we have webinars every Wednesday, 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. All you have to do is call the number 888-818-6334. Our live advisors can help you sign up for that, or you can go online, click the seminars tab, register for the webinar. What will happen is 5 minutes before the webinar starts, you get a link in your email. Click that link. You'll go right to the webinar. 888-818-6334. If you want to work with us, never have before, call today.
You know, it seems like we anticipate, and then we're looking at that December end date. It goes by quickly.
It goes super fast. I always love annual enrollment period. I say it's like riding a wave. I'm not a surfer, but I've always imagined, you know, you're trying to stay up on that wave as long as you can. And as an agent, you're just trying to go, 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 go. And then on December 8th, you crash into the water.
Or I'm on the beach going, go, Mark.
Yeah, there go. You go. Yeah.
Listen, and I'm not just saying this because we do this show every week, but they are so professional. The office is so friendly. No high pressure. Any question is a good question. And the key is you don't pay anything. And that's something people still don't understand, but they get paid by the healthcare carrier.
Same price that you paid to listen to this show today, the same price you pay to go to our seminars, same price you pay even if you come to our office 15 times. It's the same price, $0.
Listen, no matter what anybody thinks, we still live in the greatest country in the world.
Absolutely.
And this Medicare gift that we get along with that Social Security check, two of the most incredible things anybody could ever hope for. And you know, like Paul McCartney said when he wrote When I'm 64, he said, I was 26. I didn't understand it. But he said, as I got to be 46 and 56, that song started to make a whole lot more sense. I understand so much. I've learned so much from this show. I navigate my life in a different direction now. And it's the little things that make a difference. And I've heard you guys change people's lives on this show.
Absolutely.
And stories that you've told me about how people literally brought to tears because you're giving them an opportunity to get great health care, have a little discretionary income, and live their life with peace of mind. And in the end, that's all anybody wants.
That's right. That's right. I mean, Rob, I hear stories all the time, people saying, well, I got to make a decision between my prescriptions or food. That's a place you're in, you need to call us today because we'll help you figure out how to pay less for your prescriptions. You might be on the wrong plan. We might be able to find you a plan. You might qualify. Some people qualify for a plan that can help them get groceries. There's lots available. You just have to ask the questions. You have to work with the right people that have answers for your questions.
Well, the key point to that final statement, answers. They have answers. All you have to do is call.
That's it. 888-818-6334.
Well, I see them when we're taking the tinsel down, so you won't be back till after Christmas.
That's it. I won't be. But
enjoy.
I will. You too. Yeah.
And have a great little picnic today with your crew.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Going to have some fun.
There you go. All right, Mark, there he goes. Mr. Clark, done for the day, but I'm not even close. I got the 11 o'clock. I got the 12 o'clock, and I've got so much more still to come, including next hour. All of those home improvement projects, the fall is here, fall planting and more. And of course, we'll start working our way indoors because the weather will start to change and the days will get a whole lot shorter. That's the True Value Home Improvement Show. And that's right after Rob checks the news, which is 2.5 minutes away. You can start counting right now. We'll be back at your Pratt Pack.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.